Mr. Mukasey, I mean, what about that point, if the Saudis, if it turns out that there is no proof that the Saudi government or anyone associated with the Saudi government was involved, why not let this go forward?
A couple of reasons. First of all, as I don't know whether you know this or not, but a party has to do in order to have a lawsuit go forward is make allegations, claims in a complaint. If that survives a motion to dismiss, and crafty lawyers can file a complaint that will survive a motion to dismiss, then they get into what's called discovery, meaning they can riffle through the files, in this case, of the Saudi government, depose witnesses of the Saudi government, make them disclose national secrets. There is no sovereign government in the world that would ever participate in an exercise like that. We certainly wouldn't, and it's inconceivable that the Saudis would. What you're going to get is a situation where, essentially, they're blackmailed into writing a check. Governments have indicated that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, let Mr. Quinn respond to that, because I want to have another question.
That's entirely incorrect. The judge should know this, that a foreign government has an immunity to protect its state secrets and sensitive classified information. That is a fact. And what he describes as being able to bring a lawsuit by making allegations and going to court, that's the American system of justice. And that's the system of justice that's been denied to the 9/11 families. The Congress has now overwhelmingly said, these citizens deserve that justice.
Michael Mukasey, you and others who oppose this are concerned about the precedent. What is the dangerous precedent that you're concerned about?
There have been parties in other countries who have tried to get at government officials and at soldiers in places as diverse as Belgium and Italy. There was an attempt to get Secretary Rumsfeld charged in Belgium. There have been attempts to get U.S. soldiers charged in Italy. This is the sort of thing that sovereign immunity was meant to prevent. We are the most present nation in the world. We have more people in more countries in the world than anybody else, more soldiers, more diplomats, more intelligence gatherers. Every one of them is going to have a target on his back after this legislation, because people have been trying to curtail our activities by going after those people, and now they'll have a good excuse for doing it. And the notion that somehow they would simply go after the U.S. government is absurd. This isn't going to be tit for tat. It's going to be rat-a-tat, tat for tat, and we're going to be on the wrong end of that.
Just quickly, 10 seconds, response.
If a driver from the Saudi embassy runs you over on your way home tonight, you're allowed to sue that person. Why, in heaven's name, would American justice allow a lawsuit in that circumstance, but not to the families of 3,000 murdered Americans?